Welcome back to 251 Now with Kelly Finley, having a great discussion with Ms. Lindsay Stiegler. I say it that way because I was cracking up with how she says it, how some people may pronounce her name. And I told her at that point, if they don't pronounce her name correctly, they're not a friend. But we're talking about her business, Soiree Signatures Invitation Studio. And many people may not know your connection to the Crest when it comes to the city of Mobile. Explain that.
Well, for years, I have been trying to come up with an idea for some neighborhood flags. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have these neighborhood flags that all looked cohesive, but, you know, kind of spoke to each neighborhood. And that process was taking like way too long. And it was just something that was just kind of hanging over me for a long time. And when Florida Street closed, we needed to figure out how to get regular people that weren't having a wedding or just people around town to come to our store. And so I was like, I got to figure out this neighborhood flag thing, like, fast. And then I just tried to dumb it down a little bit and go, okay, maybe we just start with, like, the city of Mobile. Like, let's not do neighborhoods. Let's just do one thing. Mm-hmm. Let's make it just be for Mobile. So we all started brainstorming. In fact, me and Katie, who was working for me at the time, we went to Red or White. My favorite.
Mm-hmm. Right around the corner from the station.
I know, right? And I brought my iPad, and we just kind of like doodled and figured out what kind of things would go on this Mobile Crest. And then we just kind of went to work and started making it and refining it and all that kind of stuff. And so it was kind of the thing that I was trying to draw people to us during, you know, this Florida Street thing, because I didn't know how long it was going to last. And then we decided to kind of launch a new product every season in hopes that it would just kind of reinvigorate the excitement. So, but it turned out beautifully. It encompasses, you know, aerospace, the shipping industry, Mardi Gras, our history with, you know, the flags and the fleur-de-lis and I'm trying to think of what else is on there.
And then
the monogram, you know, the MOB monogram in the middle. We just wanted it to have like a refined look, something that was a little more fancy, because we're kind of fancy over at Soiree.
You should see how she said that.
So, you know, there's a lot of Mobile things out there.
Right.
And they're not for everybody, you know.
But how do you go from an iPad, you know, in a discussion to actually putting that on a flag and people purchasing it?
I don't know. we do a lot of hand illustrations, you know, at the store. I hire a lot of really talented artists and graphic designers. Some of them work for us full time and some of them work for us on a freelance basis. So, you know, something that was really important to me when I was dreaming about my business, mm-hmm. was that I wanted to kind of be a place where artists could be found. But like not necessarily for like artwork on your wall, but like things that you use every day. And things that like, you know, just kind of like the everyday person could have like a little inexpensive like piece of artwork, or you use this like artwork in your wedding or your birthday party,
one of a kind type.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And you didn't just keep the love here in Mobile. Now you're headed to Fairhope with the Crest,
right? So we created another Crest with Fairhope's with Fairhope in mind, and that Crest, I wish I had it in front of me so I can remind myself of everything that's on it. But where there's like a shield in the background of the Mobile Crest, the shield, so to speak, on Fairhope's Crest is like the shape of the clock out
there.
Oh,
yeah.
So
everybody knows the clock.
Right. Because there was so many things that we wanted to include in the Mobile Crest and in the Fairhope Crest, but it just kind of started looking kitschy and, you know, too cartoony, and we wanted it to be fancy, you know? Mm-hmm. So we kind of used these shapes that spoke to, kind of gave a little nod to those items without it being in your face, like the Mobile skyline or something.
Right.
You know,
right.
We love the Mobile skyline. We definitely wanted it to be a part of it, yes. but it was just kind of like getting to be too much, you know? Mm-hmm. And so also Fairhope, you know, they've got the Fairhope Pier and the clock, and there's all these things that we wanted to include. And we were like, how do we do this without it being like the pier?
Because it's I would think as an artist, it's one thing to look at your work on an iPad, but it's another to see it when it's stretched out in a certain size. What was cute now might look a little junky.
Right.
Right.
Right. And so, the same goes when you make it really small,
right.
you know, because then it could just look like a blob of ink.
Right.
You know,
just mess.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want that.
Right.
So they can purchase items, because I know in your store, and because I love supporting local, and I remember picking out two flexible, they look like wine glasses.
Oh, yeah. The silicone wine glasses.
Yes.
Those actually just sold out, 2 weeks ago.
That's a good problem.
It is a good one.
And that means that, but you can find your crest on different items.
Right. So the Mobile crest, and we will come out with new items for the Fairhope crest, but we have a Mobile crest beach towel. We have frosted cups, styrofoam cups, koozies. The Christmas ornament is by far the most popular thing that we have.
Really?
Yes.
Does that surprise you?
We have sold, I'm telling you, probably in the past 2 weeks, we've sold 25 Christmas ornaments.
What?
And they're not on sale.
What is it about the Christmas ornaments?
They're hand painted. We don't hand paint them,
mm-hmm.
but the place that we order them from hand paints them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are cloisonné. So they have
what does that mean?
I know you're going to ask me.
Yeah, because
it's like the inside of it is copper.
Okay.
So it's not really breakable. I say that lightly.
Don't say that to a toddler's parent.
Right. And my mom was babysitting one of my friend's kids the other day, or a month ago, and he was playing basketball with hers.
Oh.
Because she had it on a little ornament hanger. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm playing basketball. And she was like, oh, my. So she was like, a testament, they don't break.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know.
But, you know, I'm not saying they're never going to break. But
I got you.
Anyway, but they're beautiful.
They're
durable. And they have, I don't know what the outside is. It's like glass, but it's not. It's like a shiny paint that looks like glass.
But you know what's so good is that when we post this interview on our app, I'll have pictures. And so people
That'd
can see that,
yeah.
what you're referencing. We'll make sure you see that. And speaking of pictures, social media. I mean, your social media game was already strong before, but did the pandemic help you to really pour more into your content?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. The pandemic has brought a lot of good than it has bad,
yep.
I feel like,
mm-hmm.
because it's really forced us to rethink the business and rethink how we do things. So we've had a lot of time to reorganize, you know, maybe how our samples are presented in the store, because we have hundreds of imitation samples. And so we have them sectioned out, you know, in ways that people think, you know, how they would, so it could kind of narrow down the choices for somebody, so it's not so...
That's kind of overwhelming.
Right.
Because you're going in, I mean, it's so funny, when people get engaged, the first thing people ask, when are you going to get married? And so when they decide to get married, of course, you've got to, you have to go and pick every little detail out. And you, I mean, when it comes to stationery, it's a big deal to some people.
Well, it is, because it's kind of like the stylistic starting point for your whole wedding. It's the thing that gives somebody a glimpse of what's to come. You know, so
if you don't do it correctly, it can also give off a bad vibe.
Right.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, if you're trying to have, you know, a black tie affair and we send out something that looks like a barbecue, you know, that's totally different ends of the spectrum. But,
right. Well,
you know,
people might dress for one and it not be the right.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
right,
you know,
festival.
Your imitation is very telling about, you know, what your event's going to be like and what your guests can expect.
When your customers come in, what are you hoping they feel when they walk into your store?
Well, I hope that they feel calm and not overwhelmed. It can be overwhelming, but our many stationery and imitation stores get, it can be really busy and you don't know where to kind of look. So the aesthetic that we have in our store, I feel like is a more calming look, and it's more put together.
I can tell you how, as a customer, when I came in, I immediately felt warmth.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that you were approachable. You didn't look at me and say, how could you not know that that stands for this or this means
right.
that? Because I ask all types of questions because I'm not an artist.
Exactly.
But I can appreciate, you know, great art when I see it. And
right.
what you're doing is, I mean, it's wow.
Thank you.
Are your mom, and if your grandparents are still alive, is everyone proud of you that you're doing this?
Yes, they say they are. I'm not very good at taking compliments.
I know, which makes me want to give you more.
I'm getting better at it, though.
Well, as we wrap up, please mention your social media handle so that we can find you.
Yes. We are on Facebook and Instagram, and both of them are at Soiree Signatures, and that is Soiree Signatures. You can also find us on the web, soireesignatures.com. And my boyfriend's little girl uh-huh. just set me up on TikTok.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
And let me tell you, if you're on TikTok, you have to go see our videos. She is precious.
It
literally has found her calling. She's 9. And if she does not get into marketing or like on TV or something, uh-huh. she's missing a huge opportunity.
Well, there you go. So that's another reason to follow Soiree Signatures Invitation Studio, whether in Mobile or Fairhope. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Support local, you bet. And next time you see that Mobile crest or the Fairhope crest, you know where it came from. And that's what it's all about. Thank you for tuning in to 251 Now with Kelly Finley. Have a great day. I'll see you back here same time, same place.
Tune in every Sunday for 251 Now with Kelly Finley. Presented by Bishop State Community College. A great place to start. 7:30 to 8 a.m. Right here on the Sound of Mobile.